The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter on Rock 107 WIRX.
Well, good morning. 6:39, Brock, Hunter.
Boy.
Boy.
Top of the morning. It's going to be a great day.
Great. Anyway.
I think it is, though. I think it's supposed to be nice today.
Well, it's crappy right now.
Yeah, I mean, it's crap now, but yeah. I heard that like around like 1 o'clock.
Oh. Oh, good. Anyway, we're going to check out your forecast. Speaking of weather, in just a little bit, we'll have the full run done for you. Right now, we have the run done for you. Run down for you. Right
boom
now, though. Shit, dang old boom, man. The weather come down to boom, man. Let's do your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
Well, Adrian Smith is the next member of Iron Maiden to write a book. This is actually pretty exciting. Just like singer Bruce Dickinson covered his time as a pilot in his memoir, Smith talks a lot about his other love than music, fishing. Monsters of River and Rock discusses the guitarist's two tours of duty in Maiden and how he'll sneak away from the band's tours to go fishing. It will be published in September and can be pre-ordered through Maiden's website. Dickinson's memoir, What Does This Button Do, made the top 10 of the New York Times nonfiction bestsellers list when it was published in 2017. So another story from the Iron Maiden crew. And I like this. It brings my two favorite things together, which is rock music and fishing. It's perfect.
Fishing.
I want to check that out.
I think you got another favorite thing that's not in there.
Whacking
it all the time.
Yeah. Is that what you mean?
Something like that. Yeah, probably.
Sex robots. Sex robots.
Sex robots. That's just it. Sex in general.
Yeah, just we'll in just general. Say. Just in general. So you can check that out. That will be released very, very soon. So look for that on Amazon, on shelves, all over the place. That's your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
On this day, 1982. Dun, 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 dun.
Oh.
Dun, dun, dun. Dun, dun, dun. Rising up, back on the streets.
Let me go put my sweatsuit on.
Did my time, took my chances. Back
go
on
run some
my
stairs.
Feet. Gotta go catch a chicken. Go catch a chicken. Yeah. Yes, on this day, 1982, Survivor released the single Eye of the Tiger. Now, fun fact, that originally wasn't picked for Rocky. There was another song. And I'll be honest, I cannot remember off the top of my head. But there was actually another single, and the band dropped off or something happened. Honestly, if it wouldn't have been for that, I don't know if Survivor would have had the notoriety that they have today.
Dun, dun, dun. Dun. I wonder dun, what song dun, it was. Dun. They almost went. Was it Whitney Houston's?
I think it was it was Dancing Queen by ABBA. I think that's
Dancing
what it was.
Dancing Queen. There you go.
But yeah, so on this day, Eye of the Tiger was released, and it gave everyone everywhere a workout theme song. So there you go. All right. That's your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
We'll be back.